You're listening to EPN, the ePodcast Network.
This is Entrepreneurial Fit Radio and your host, Eric Dye.
This is Eric Dye, and once again, welcome to Entrepreneurial Fit Radio here on EPN. Entrepreneurial Fit Radio is your location for health and fitness information for the busy entrepreneur. And as we all know, without good health, you cannot be successful nor productive. Today we are visiting with Scott Hunt, the CEO and founder of Fitness Enhancement Personal Training. Scott founded Fitness Enhancement way back in 1999 on just $400 and has since built his company to the third largest personal training company within Australia. He has personally done over 20,000 sessions and is a multi-award winning personal trainer and entrepreneur. Scott, certainly a privilege to have you with us today on Entrepreneurial Fit Radio.
Hi, thanks, Ed.
Good to have you this morning. So you'd be running very successful for many years prior to expanding nationally as a franchise. What was the big thing that made you take the leap to go Australia-wide?
Yeah, so, well, I started out pretty small when I was a teenager, of course, and kept it small for a while as you sort of build up your experience and so on, both as a business owner and as a personal trainer. Got to the stage where we were pretty well the biggest on the Gold Coast, our home city here. And I'd always had that ambition to basically be Australia-wide and have a bigger impact on the whole country as opposed to just one city. So after years of going, oh, geez, am I up there to doing it? Yeah, we made that big leap, and really pleased we did. Coming along great so far.
There's a lot of gyms and personal trainers out there globally. What's so different about Fitness Enhancement Personal Training?
Yeah, sure. Well, we find one of the big problems a lot of people have with gyms is gyms are really great if you love fitness and you're motivated and you like that sort of social environment. But if you just basically don't want to get overweight, don't want a bad back, and don't want to die 10 years young, but you kind of don't like exercise, gyms really don't cater to that too well. They all still have that mentality of, you know, it's all or nothing, it's no pain, no gain, you must go 5 days a week or don't bother type attitude. So we find a lot of people, they can keep that up for 5 or 6 weeks, and then, of course, becomes too much, and, you know, if you don't go full on, don't bother with the attitude, so then they don't bother. So we have a much more down-to-earth approach of basically fitting in around people's lives, not expecting them to fit in around, not expecting them to fit their lives in around fitness. It's much more realistic. We also have our niche of 100% private personal training. So whether it be our studios or our mobile trainers, they've got the option to train in complete privacy, because most people who are overweight or larger or older or underconfident, they really don't feel too comfortable having someone watch and judge them when they're exercising, whether that's actually being judged or they're perceiving it. Either way, it's a massive problem within gyms and people's perception of them. So we straight away solve that problem. And of course, our trainers are really down to earth and friendly on top of that as well.
What are some of the biggest successes your company has had with its clients so far?
Yeah, we've had lots of successes. Obviously, we've been going 15 years, so that's for us a really big success. Probably our biggest successes are just simply the people who have made little changes and gotten amazing lifelong results. Our best successes aren't people who have, completely changed everything and changed their entire life. They're people who have just typically failed at gyms for maybe 5, 10, 20 years, and now they've made exercise a consistent, regular part of their life. And they've been doing that for years and years. So we've still got our original clients with us from 15 years ago. We've got lots of clients we've had for over a decade, and most of those clients prior to starting with us had done the typical yo-yo diet and fitness program for years and years, and now they're doing it consistently. As far as the big weight loss numbers that everyone always wants to hear, our biggest success story so far is a lady who's lost over 100 kilos with us. So she's gone from a bit over 170 kilos to just under 70. On our website, fitnessenhancement.com, there's a video testimonial from her as well, and gives people some great tips on how they can get the same sort of results as well.
We are joined by Scott Hunt, the CEO and founder of Fitness Enhancement Personal Training, the third largest personal training company in Australia, here on Entrepreneurial Fit Radio, a part of the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Scott, why would someone want to become a fitness enhancement franchisee?
Yeah, sure. I guess, first of all, if people want to become a personal trainer, it's doing for a lot of people getting to do what they're passionate about and what they love. So that's often the best personal trainer, and of course someone who's passionate about actually helping people and changing lives. Once they've become a personal trainer though, there's not that many options out there to actually make a really good, secure living that can, you know, pay a mortgage and raise a family. It's a lot of early mornings, a lot of late nights, a lot of insecurity within the industry and so on. And most of the time you're either doing it yourself, and like most small business owners, they're great at what they do, but they're terrible at running a business and marketing a business, or they're paying rent to a gym, which means you kind of, in all your competition, it's kind of buying yourself a job rather than having a business. Whereas for us, our franchisees, like most good franchises, they actually own their own business, their own exclusive marketing territory, where their marketing and secretarial support and absolutely everything. Our branding also means that people come to us because they want an expensive personal trainer, whereas a typical gym, they go there because they want a cheap gym, not an expensive trainer. So it's a pretty tough sell for most personal trainers out there. But for us, they contact us wanting that expensive personal trainer and all the support and assistance behind that. And we're, award-winning trainers, Franchise Council Australia accredited and so on as well. So they know they're getting a really good, credible place with 15 years of having been there and done that themselves.
Lastly, what sort of price is a franchise, and what do franchisees get with fitness enhancement?
Yeah, we've got all different investment levels, but our ballpark sort of price is comparable to what most personal trainers would pay in gym rent. So if people can afford to pay rent at a gym, they can definitely afford one of our franchises. And within that, there's all different options. That's starting out as a mobile personal trainer, that option, and people can also from there expand and take on staff. They can expand up to open up a actual bricks and mortar studio. Our studios are about a quarter of the price of opening any other bricks and mortar gym, typically 24/7, of course, at about a quarter of the price, and a lot more market niche and customers who spend a lot more money. It means it's a really viable opportunity. Paying a similar price to most places where it's sort of buying yourself a job, but this way you're getting an actual real business and your own marketing territory and all the support you need from your own online booking system to our 1-800-PTQ number. We've got our experienced trainers answering the phone and booking people straight in for you, to ranking number one on Google in most places. Absolutely everything people need we offer.
Certainly got to love that. How about telling our listeners where they can connect with you online and get more information about fitness enhancement personal training?
Yeah, the best thing to do is go to fitnessenhancements.com, check out there what we offer as personal trainers, doing and getting safer course. And if you're interested in franchises or becoming a personal trainer, click on the franchise tab. You can also do your personal training qualification through us as well. So for a lot of people, that's a great option because it means they're not getting qualified elsewhere and then going, I don't know what to do. They can do it all in one hit with us.
If you would, in conclusion, what one thing from your vast experience could you leave with our listeners that they could put into action or practice today that would help them to be more healthier or fit?
Well, it's hard to narrow it down to one thing, but the general basis would be realistic about it. We find, like I said earlier, a lot of people, they do something that is maybe great to kickstart it for a month or so, but they do it with the attitude that they need to do that for their life. People be realistic about what they can fit in. They can get really, really great results. The key to the actual success is actually keeping up what you're doing long term. Look at why you failed on your last program, and typically it was you didn't feel comfortable doing it, you didn't like doing it, it was too expensive, it was too embarrassing, it took too much time, any of those situations. Try and solve those problems and find something that's going to work for you. It's not going to be a personal trainer. It might be getting into a sport that you used to love doing. It might be walking with friends. It might be eating food that you really love that's healthy and realistic. Whatever it is, it's got to be something that's a long-term, life-changing effect as opposed to something you simply struggle to keep up after 6 weeks.
Well, well said, Scott. Certainly has been a pleasure, and certainly wish you all the continued success. Certainly an inspiration to us and our listeners. And thanks for taking a moment to be with us here today, all the way from Australia this morning on Entrepreneurial Fit Radio.
Right. Thanks a lot for that.
You bet. We've been speaking with Scott Hunt, the CEO and founder of Fitness Enhancement Personal Training, the third largest personal training company within Australia. And once again, the website of reference is Fitness Enhancement EPNFit.com. And this has been Eric Dye for Entrepreneurial Fit Radio, a part of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Pick up our iPhone or Android mobile app for your mobile listening convenience and join us again for another episode that will help guide you to a more healthy and prosperous year ahead. And we do thank you for tuning in.
Thanks for listening to Entrepreneurial Fit Radio here on EPN. For more information or to subscribe to this podcast, visit epodcastnetwork.com. This is the ePodcast Network.